Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Machinery, you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. We're out here in Gresham, Oregon on Hogan Drive, having a great time out here for, well, it's the Kubota Field Event. So I am out here in tool land, literally where there are orange tractors, and we've got, you know, just all these amazing power tools and outdoor power equipment out here, and we're gonna have a lot of fun today. So I want you to first, if you're in the area, stop by, say hi. I'm on 268 Northeast Hogan Drive here in Gresham, and we are gonna be talking outdoor power equipment. We're gonna be talking about tractors. We're gonna be talking about power tools, and of course, whatever you wanna call in about. So numbers in the studio, if you do wanna give us a call, that's an easy one. That one is 877-733-1011. Because I know it's Father's Day weekend. Even if you're looking for a gift idea out there, let's give me a call. So go ahead and call it at 877-733-1011. If you're shy and you don't want to do anything like that and call into a radio show, that's okay. ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you jump over to our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. Go over there. You can just message and post up stuff there as well. And don't forget, when you go over there, you can jump into our closed group discussion where we talk about projects in detail. And the only rules in there are, one, you just sign up to be in that group, and second of all, we just want everybody to treat each other nice and respectfully, and we don't get into politics, so we just have a good time in that area. And you'll see a lot of great projects going on over there because people are just automatically updating it as they go along and getting tips and advice from a lot of professionals, so it's a lot of fun. Well, I want to say thank you to all of you that have been listening to the podcasts of Around the House online. This weekend, we're going to hit the 70,000 listener mark. So a big applause to all of you out there listening. And thanks again for tuning in to Around the House. Well, we're out here at Moen Machinery. And there are a ton of cool things out here to take a look at. It's the Kubota Field Event. So they've got all these different specials going on here with financing and things like that. But one of the things that I am just sitting here drooling over, it's right here in front of me. It is this Kubota lawnmower. And, you know, I know power tools. I love power equipment. But when I walk in and see a professional grade lawnmower, and this isn't your typical $499 home center special, don't get me wrong, but this thing is built like a Ferrari and a tank all at the same time. It is absolutely amazing. So I've been drooling over this. It's got a Kawasaki motor on it. This thing would cut any grass you could put in front of your yard, and it looks like, well, it's really designed more for lawn care professionals out there, but if you wanted to go out and get the most craziest lawnmower for Father's Day, that's the one right there. I mean, it even has an oil filter on it, which is kind of cool. You know, usually when you're doing lawnmower maintenance, when you're changing that oil, you should be doing that a couple times a year if you're using it. This thing actually has a little oil filter, much like what you'd see on a tractor or a car or a truck. And that tells you what, that thing is going to last a long time getting all that stuff out of that. And so I really like that. It's kind of fun. And then, you know, I've been talking Kubota out here, but we do have tons of steel power equipment out here. I mean, I'm sitting here, they're giving away, if they've got door prizes, I'm sitting here looking, they've got two huge monster coolers they're giving away, and as well as door prize, they've got a gas-powered string trimmer that's going to be given away. So why not come out sign up for that. Come on out of here. We're on 268 Northeast Hogan Drive out here in Gresham, Oregon. So pop on out and see me here. And the cool thing is, too, is that they've got, this isn't just a tractor dealership. They've got all these power tools and equipment in here. So you've got a lot of different things from even, you know, hand trimmers and things like that. So this is a great place to be. I tell you what, if I had a wireless microphone set up here, I'd be out driving around in tractors talking to you guys out here, because there are little mini backhoes and excavators and all the cool stuff that, I tell you what, I would love to be playing around here on Around the House. Hey, one thing that came up this week that I want to mention that I thought was kind of interesting, and I used to live in the Lake Oswego area, but they had a kind of a bad deal this week that everybody out there, if you've got bats in your area, you need to kind of stay tuned for and keep an eye out for. Because down in Lake Oswego, they found a bat that was positive, tested positive for rabies. So the problem with that is it was inside somebody's house. So if you've got pets, this is where that can be a problem. And bats are not going to come typically attack you. But this one got inside the house. They caught it, found out it had rabies. And so what happens there is that you could have your pets and stuff that are inside your house or around the house get caught up with that. So you don't want to lose a pet out there. So make sure you're getting, your pets are getting vaccinated and all those things that are supposed to be happening, because you don't want to get caught in a situation where, you know, I used to love the bats in my backyard. I'd be out at night having a barbecue or something. You'd see them at dusk flying around out there, because I hated the mosquitoes and I didn't want to catch something from the mosquitoes. So they're doing a good job out there getting the mosquitoes, but you got bats in the area. Make sure you get those pets caught up, because those are things that get kind of forgotten, especially this time of year where you're thinking about playing outside and doing stuff. Make sure those pets get taken care of out there, because that's one thing we don't want to see happen, is we don't want to see those pets get lost to something that you could have easily prevented. So some of the things that they say, you know, of course, vaccinate the pets, you know, do not handle a live or dead bat, call a professional wildlife removal service. You know, a bat seen during daylight hours is likely ill and should be avoided. And then make sure you seal up all those attic openings, basement openings, porches, sheds, you know, barns, chimneys, and make sure you keep that so they don't have a place to live in there as well. You want to keep them away from those pets. And then make sure you feed your pets indoors. Make sure that you don't have the pet food and stuff outside. And keep your garbage can in a secure container away from wildlife. And importantly, if your pet comes in contact with a bat, which, you know, you got the dogs out playing in the yard, that kind of thing, you know, you don't even pay attention to it because it's in the yard. If they do come in contact with a bat, make sure you take that pet to a veterinarian to get checked out, because you don't want to see that with summertime bats out there running around, especially here in the western side of the state here, where there's a lot of mosquitoes when you're by the water and they love to feed on them. Just be careful out there. We want to keep those pets nicely safe, because nobody wants to lose a pet. Well, coming up in our next hour here, we're going to have a next break. Actually, we're going to be giving away our 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. That's not right now, but we're going to be giving away a 64-ounce hose and attachment. So what's cool about this is you can actually sit there and hook it under the end of your hose and reach that second story siding on the side of the house that's got all that moss and mildew and stuff on it. So you want to get your house cleaned up. You want to get those projects knocked out. Why not use a free 30 seconds outdoor cleaner? And I tell you what, that will knock down that algae, mold, and mildew. But when we do give it away next segment, you're going to have to come down and pick it up in the Portland studios of KXL. So sorry to all you folks out there that listen on the rest of the state or over in Washington, up in KONA country in the Tri-Cities, or Dover and Bend, or down south. All you guys, we love you guys, but I'm sorry, it's not our rules, we make them. That's how the tax man says we have to have it picked up at the studio. So we'll be giving that away next hour. Give us a call here into the studio, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. A little house is getting shaky. I know there's a place where we keep what we can't say. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. If you're just joining us, we are live out here at Mowing Machinery at the Kubota Field Event. And if you want to come by and say hi, I tell you what, there are a ton of hot dogs and brats and sodas and giveaways. I mean, they're giving away a steel string trimmer. So if you're anywhere in Gresham or anywhere out here on the east side, it's really easy. We're at 268th Northeast Hogan Drive here in Gresham. Can't miss it. There's all these bright orange Kubota tractors. The KXL Street Team is here. We got a heck of a party going, and all we need is you to come down here and say hi. So I'd love to see you here. And by the way, I want to give out the numbers real quick, and that's 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Give us a call. I can take your calls as well. And, okay, oh, one other thing here. I want to make sure to mention that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems? For a free assessment, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed, and that is CCB number 94222. So give us a call here. I can actually take your calls out here, which is awesome. So if you're working on that home improvement project, that question, you're planning one out, 877-733-1011. So we are talking Kubota tractors out here. So we're having a good time. And I want you guys to come down and take a look at it. There's a lot of other things out here as well. So even if you're in the city and you don't have all that need for a tractor, there's a ton of other power tools and equipment out here. Now I got the man of the hour here that just stepped up into the booth, Greg Moen. Hey. Moen Machinery. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got quite the party going on here.
We do.
I love it.
Kind of an annual event that we do every year.
It's awesome, and thanks for having us out again.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, this was great. So, Kubota, I mean, it has been one of the name brand tractors out there for 100 and something years now.
And probably the, especially in the compact tractors under 40 horsepower, probably the preeminent brand that's out on the market today.
It is the Ferrari of tractors.
The Ferrari of tractors. There you go.
And you can't miss that bright orange color that just gives it away every time you see one.
It kind of stands out and smacks you. Yes.
It does.
Yes.
But it's a good thing.
Yes.
So let's talk about tractors for a minute, man. What do you guys got going on out here right now?
Well, what we've got today is Kubota. We're sponsoring kind of what they call a ride and drive event. So if anybody wants to come out and they want to get on a tractor and drive it and see what it'll do, come on out. And so we'll start them up, and they can run them around the lot and kind of get a feel for them.
Nice. And you guys have everything from little tiny small stuff to big stuff in the Kubota line here.
We do. We've got up through right now here in stock anywhere from an 18 horse up through a 70 horse tractor in stock.
That's
right
a
now.
Big tractor.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
That's great. I was falling in love with this Kubota lawnmower sitting over here. I mean, that thing is like, again, that's the F1 race car of push-around lawnmowers.
Kubota, that's their commercial walk behind for people that that's what they do. They mow yards for a living. And that's designed to go out and mow 5-6 days a week.
Yeah.
And hold up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that thing, that I was shocked looking at that because that's got that Kawasaki motor on it. The thing has an oil filter on it.
Yes, yes, yes. Pressurized system. So, again, mowing on some slopes and just, again, longevity.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can use that thing for daily driver, 8 hours a day, and not even make a dent on it.
Exactly.
So let's talk about some of the other, I know you guys have a bunch of ride behinds and stuff like that are, you know, the zero turn mowers and stuff that are really big out there these days.
You know, zero turn, as Frank, has almost become more popular than your standard steering wheel mowers. They are certainly more maneuverable. They mow faster. And probably the other comment we got, people, they're more fun to drive.
No question.
And so, but the main thing, they cut grass is what they're designed to do, and they cut it fast. With the zero turn capabilities, you're not having to take multiple shots to get around something. It cuts your mowing time down significantly.
So if you've got that 1 acre yard out there, these are affordable enough that you can go out and get these things, and you're buying yourself a bunch of time because you're mowing that thing so much faster than push behind.
Exactly, exactly. The Kubota, the zero turns, they start out at $38.99, and so they're certainly very affordable. And we go all the way from certain certainly homeowner models all the way up through big, large diesel, more commercial grade machines.
Yeah, that stuff's more for the golf course and that kind of stuff where you're out there.
Landscapers, municipal, people mowing again on a daily basis and lots of grass.
I love that they've got homeowner equipment stuff out there because so many times before, 10 years ago, you kind of had to either go light-duty residential or you had to go big commercial, and there was not really a lot of mid-level stuff out there.
No, I tell you, Kubota has really filled in a kind of a gap we had in our product line with that, because you're right. We went from basically light-duty homeowner to starting heavy-duty commercial, and of course, heavy-duty commercial, the price comes along with that as well.
It's
for a lot of people that are just mowing their own yard, that's a little more change than they wanted to part with.
Exactly. So what ended up happening is people would go out and buy that, go down to the home center, buy the most expensive thing they could get, and end up replacing it every few years.
Exactly.
Because it wouldn't hold up.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, and Kubota has put these things together. They're very durable, and even the homeowner model's been very, very durable.
Here's what's cool about it, too, is when you buy a homeowner model out there and you come into something like this, you're not stuck like when you go into a home center where you're dealing with, you're pushing something in the door and having to get it fixed or something like that. You've got people that stand behind it.
Well,
that's what I love about that.
We do the old, parts and service. And
yeah.
So we service what we sell. If a person needs service or has some problems, this is where we bring it. We don't farm it out.
Yep.
Factory trained mechanics here. And so and parts availability. And so that's what we do.
That's awesome. And what's cool is, too, is if you got a question on your machine, you can get on the phone, make a quick phone call. And now you're talking to experts.
Exactly.
That can answer those questions.
Exactly.
And it's just right around the corner.
Exactly. And if we don't know, we know where to go to find out.
I don't think you guys probably run into that too often because you guys have been here since, what,
47? 1947.
Nice.
So our 71st year. So, yes.
Congrats.
Yep.
Congrats. Well, everybody needs to come on down here because you guys have quite the barbecue going out there.
We got barbecues. We got free hot dogs and pop and cookies. And if you want some chili and everything else to kind of liven up your hot dog, we've got it.
So wait a minute. So we got hot dogs, chili, soda, drive around and try out tractors and machinery.
Exactly. Full meal deal today.
That's a Father's Day full meal deal.
There you go.
That's awesome. So we're going to be down here till 2 o'clock on the radio show, but they're here all day long.
We're here till 5.
Till 5 o'clock
mm-hmm.
today. So
yep.
Everybody come on down. We're going to have some good time down here, and we're going to have some fun. And I want you to come down here and bring your questions about power tools, too. We're down here answering all those questions.
Exactly. We have more than Kubota.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, looking around here, this is a great steel display.
We got
right
Honda.
Here.
We have steel. And we have Walker mowers and Skag commercial and Bearcat chippers. We've got a full line of stuff.
That's great stuff. So, all right. And then there's a steel battery-powered one back here, too, if you're looking for something economical out there that's going to be a little more green. We've got that too.
Battery powered is the way of the future. That's where things are going.
It's funny because 5 years ago, with my experience, you would see battery powered stuff on homeowner grade. You had to have a lot of patience that went with it.
Exactly. But battery technology has come so far, and longevity of charge and that type of thing. So it's the way to go.
It is. And especially when you're worried about, with trimmers and everything else out there, there are so many other things that are just every year it seems that technology gets better,
better and better
and better. Yep. And better. And I think you're going to see that, even though some of us like that smell of gas and oil in the lawnmower, it's kind of nice sometimes not to have to mess with the dirty side of that.
Exactly. As long as the battery's charged, it's going to work.
Yes.
There you go.
And
yep.
That's the nice part is you can chug, you're not mowing every day with it, so you just get it charged up, you're good to go.
Exactly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We got a little Jade playing right now, and If you're up in Seattle this weekend, he's going to be opening up for Chris Isaacs on the Sunday night show. So Father's Day show tomorrow night, he'll actually be opening up for Chris Isaacs at the St. Michelle Winery. So check it out up in Seattle. Well, you know what time it is here? We're out here at Moen Machinery talking about Kubota tractors, but I want to give away some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. You know the stuff. It's got 64-ounce hose end sprayer. We're going to go caller number 10. Now, you have to pick this up at the studio during the week, so that's the one little rule with that. We're going to go caller number 10 here in just a second. That, are you guys ready for that? All right, let's go. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595, caller number 10. So, all right, well, we're going to be giving that away here. We're going to have a good time. I want you to come out here to Moen Machinery. We are talking Kubota tractors. We have so many things out here. You can actually, if you're thinking about getting a lawnmower or something else like that, you can sit here, come out here, take a look at it, and get to test drive the thing and run it around. You want to know how to get out here? It's really simple. We're out here in Gresham at 268 Northeast Hogan Drive, and we're going to be doing this till 5 o'clock out here today. I'm out here broadcasting live till 2 o'clock, and so we're going to be really diving in and talking tractors out here. One thing, though, I'm going to be doing here as one of my More Good Day Oregon segments, and this is something as we're talking about getting ready for storm preparations in the wintertime or earthquakes or anything else like that. You need to have a good generator if you really want to keep all those electronics going and you want to have some lighting. And I tell you what, they have a huge display out here of Honda Power Equipment, their generators out here. You can get a little tiny one. You can get a big one. You can have just anything you need out here. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than a good Honda generator. And here's the thing. I like to be comfortable out there. And if you've got a generator that, let's say you lose power. When I was living in Gig Harbor, we lost power for 5 days. And that really kind of got me around into thinking about generation, because I lost about $1,000 worth of food that was in my freezers and stuff, and I could have bought a generator that would have taken care of that. So it's something to think about. It's something to put on your wish list, because you can actually wire those things in so it turns on and is ready to go just as soon as you lose power. We just got to start the generator up. So something very, very important to think about in your emergency preparedness. And by the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. And that's AdairHomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. Hey, I want to thank winner for our is Randy. He is the winner of the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. And guess what? If you didn't win, don't stress. Next hour, we're going to give away one more bottle of the 64-ounce 30 seconds outdoor cleaner that goes on the end of your hose that you can clean that deck or whatever else you need to get dialed in. You know, it's coming up on the 4th of July weekend, coming up pretty soon, and if you're going to have that big barbecue out, that is a good time to take care of that. So, all right, guys, well, let's talk a little bit more about some of these power tools out here. I tell you what, I'm looking at this, we were talking a little bit about it last segment, this steel lawnmower that's out here, and I tell you what, this thing, it's got a tag on it for $569, but let me tell you what, that thing is battery powered and it looks like a space machine, and bright orange, it's got that steel quality. But I tell you what, I think that would look good in plenty of people's Father's Day garages out there, because there's a lot of things that you know, here's the thing I like about those battery powered lawnmowers, and this is one of the things that you should think about, is storage. With the battery-powered one, you don't have to worry about the oil and the gas and stuff spilling out. You could actually store them in different ways that maybe you would not normally do. So there's other thing out here, too, that I thought that was really cool. And I'm going to jump around a little bit on you, but they have these cordless garden shears out here that are battery-operated. You know, another one of those things where you got that lithium-ion battery, and you can sit there and change out the blades and stuff on it. Runtime's about 110 minutes on. And $120, you got something to get that completely dialed in on. And so that's okay. We're going to have, you can play along with that. And the other thing, too, that I thought was really cool, and these are things that I love playing with, and if you're sitting there working with you know, let's say you got trees and stuff that you want to sit there and get dialed in, or you've got hedges that are really tall. They've got those steel pull-in trimmers with the chainsaw blade on the end. And again, those are things that are so much fun to use. I don't know if you've ever used those out there for trimming stuff up, but if you're trying to get those trees or those tall arborvitaes and stuff dialed in, and maybe you can't get up there with the hedge trimmers, those are another tool that you should have in your tool shed. 877-733-1011. 877-733-1011. So there's all these tractors out here, and if you have, you know, that if you're over in the eastern side of the state and you've got you've got that big, well, let's call it, you've got acreage, because I tell you what, have an acreage and a tractor, and especially if you've got snow, that is one of those things that when I had 20 acres over in eastern Washington, I was in the Tri-Cities, I was out in the Findlay area out there, that tractor made a world of difference. And what you can do with that is from everything from, you know, fixing the gravel in the driveway to getting that bladed out and taken care of. There was just a guy in here looking for attachment for his Kubota, and he was wanting to mow grass that was chest high. You just can't do that with every piece of machinery out there. And you don't want to sit out there with a string trimmer and trying to battle that back, because that is going to be a big, big project. So if the grass has gotten away from you, getting that right attachment, whether it's a big deck mower, or you're going to go through and hit it with a tiller, or just one of the big mowers, you can do so much with that. And they've got even a really cool backhoe attachments and stuff that can go on the back of those tractors out there. And they've even got the little wood chippers that start out the Bearcat ones. And I don't care if you're trying to clean up that property, if you've got that house in the mountains that you want to dive into, you can buy these things, and they're affordable, and they're made to be able to run. And so you can use those to get that property cleaned up and get going. And I tell you what, that makes life easier. There's also a great selection of Honda lawnmowers out here. You see them out. I had a Honda lawnmower. That thing lasted me about 15 years before I ended up selling it when I moved, so I didn't want to move it all the way down here. But you can come in and get a really nice quality lawnmower for an affordable price, and that's going to sit and be able to last you for years and years and years. I always tell people, when you're out shopping for power equipment, especially like lawnmowers and things like that, don't go get the least expensive one you can get, unless, of course, that's all you can afford. And if that's all you can afford, that's great. But buy the best one you can get. Get a name brand. Like here, you've got the Honda, you've got Steel, you got Kubota, you got all these different brands down here. So you can take a look at them and see what they look like and see how much fun you can have with them. But getting the right power tool is going to be absolutely key. We're out here mowing machinery, and I want you to come out and see us. There are some ridiculous barbecue hot dogs and brats going out there. They've got chili that looks absolutely amazing. They've got some door prizes too. So they've got these really cool big coolers that are great for the summertime, and that'll keep all your adult beverages and food and everything else cool. We've got a door prize drawing of a steel string trimmer out there, so you could actually sit there and get a chance to win that. They're going to be out here till 5 o'clock today, and we are at 268 Northeast Hogan Drive. Come out and see me. We're here till 2 o'clock. Just as soon as Around the House returns, we'll be hitting it. You through the pain out here of singing through that song, but how can you not like a little Sweet Caroline on a Saturday afternoon? So, well, welcome back to Around the House. We are out here at Mowing Machinery out here in Gresham, Oregon, out here on Northeast Hogan Drive. We are having a great time for the Kubota Field event. They've got a barbecue going, so there's free hot dogs, free brats, chili, soda. You can jump on one of these tractors out here and drive around and see if you like it, which is super awesome. So come on out, visit me, bring out your project you're working on. Let's talk about it, get some pictures. But if not, and you're out one of our affiliates out there, thanks for listening on the Radio Northwest Network or listening online, 877-733-1011. If you've got a yard problem, a in-house question of maybe how that toilet's not working right, or you're trying to figure out how to fix that electrical problem, whatever it is, I want to hear your call here because we're taking calls today as well. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And, oh, by the way, as well, if you want to send me an email, I can get to it later on this weekend here at ATH@KXL.com because there's only so many balls I can juggle while I'm out doing a live remote. But come out and see me here. There's some great giveaways, like I was talking a little bit earlier. Door prizes of a steel string trimmer and some really cool high-end, don't know what brand that is over there, but it's a couple really nice coolers as well. Well, I want to talk a little bit about string trimmers because I tell you what, having a great string trimmer is something that makes life a lot easier when out trying to do that lawn and garden stuff out there. And I'm going to say that the one thing I like about the stuff today is I always have hated having to worry about mixing oil and doing the whole mixing oil with your gasoline and making sure you got that extra, you know, fuel for that and making sure you mix it right. And quite frankly, it's a little bit of a dirty process. And it's one more thing to store in the garage. I don't like to have extra things that I don't need. And these days with these battery powered string trimmers out there, they're easy to use. They're not getting hot, so you don't have to worry about catching something on fire, worrying about the exhaust burning you if you're mishandling the thing. But what I like is that they're quieter because you don't have a gas motor running. I do like with a battery-powered tool, it's like working on your drill, instant on performance. So when you grab that trigger, it goes. There's no lag. It's not, oh my gosh, my fuel's a little bit old, so it's not working as well, or you foul a plug or any of that stuff. And so, plus, I like that it's lightweight. It's lighter than what the, with batteries these days, it's lighter than what the gas ones are. And then, of course, you've got the zero exhaust emissions as well. So you don't come in the house after cutting all the grass smelling like the exhaust. And that's one of those things that I really enjoy about using the new battery-powered stuff is that you just don't have to worry about the fuel and the oil. And I like that you can be a little bit cleaner while you're doing it. Now, here's the thing, is that you can run these things, and they're designed for everybody to use. They've got lightweight models. They've got, they start out at the FSA 45 here, which, not to get too geeky on you, they've got the integrated battery, and it's just use. If you've got that small in-city, like little side yard or something you want to trim, it's great for one of those things. You can plug it in and flip it around, and it works really well. It's 5.1 pounds. It's that light. And so those are great things to go. But if you really want to get into some of the bigger stuff, you can get up into the bigger models and you get into the, like with a 36 volt battery, and the battery powered trimmer is going to be comfortable, easy to use, but you can also get it with some use to it. You can actually use it for a while. If you've got that larger yard, you can get around it without having to worry about it. And you know something, what I like about these batteries is that because they're a fixed weight, you can actually use them and they're balanced better because they know where the battery is. You got the head on the one side that's got weight, you got the battery pack on the other, and they can create a lot more balance with that. Well, everybody wants you to come down here. I'm at the Kubota Field Event, 268 Northeast Hogan Drive, at our friends here at Moen Machinery. And we've got people coming in. We have got a full house down here. They have got the barbecue and seats going. So we've got brats. We've got hot dogs. We got even some donuts, a couple donuts left. There's a ton of people down here. They're going for the door prizes. Even if you want a Kubota beer koozie down there for your soda can or for your bottle, they've got those too. They got a lot of good giveaway items. We got our street team down here giving away stuff. And we've even got a nice place in the shade for you to sit because it's a beautiful, sunny Saturday afternoon right before Father's Day. So if you need something for Father's Day and you're still kind of waffling on what you need to do, come on down here. There are a ton of affordable options for people out there. Even if you just needed to get safety equipment or you needed to get some trimmers and things out for your handheld stuff, you can use it out here too. So there are a lot of things, whether you need something basic or you want to come down here and buy one of these great big tractors for the Kubota Field Event, you can try it before you buy it, which is really cool. So come on down here. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock. They're open till 5 p.m. and they're going to be doing this stuff all afternoon long. So come on down, and I want to show some of this other new stuff we got coming up here in the next hour. There are some great new things. I'm going to talk chainsaws for a little bit here as well and dive into that, because I tell you what, a good chainsaw, especially when you're coming into firewood season, you're going to have got to be ready for that. So if you want to have something that's going to be reliable, you want to buy a great brand name, we're going to talk a little bit about steel chainsaws, as well as diving into a few more things on tractors, because who doesn't like to talk about tractors? When we come back, we'll be talking about all that different stuff, as well as giving away some more 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner just as soon as Around the House returns.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.